Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Assange out, Manning in. The alleged WikiLeaks hero, villain, martyr, sap, delete as appropriate, will spend Christmas in a prison cell, denied sheets and a pillowcase. He's woken at 5 a.m. each day, 7 a.m. at weekends. On weekdays, if he attempts to sleep between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m, he's made to sit up by the guards. He's in solitary confinement, looking at four walls and a possible 52-year jail sentence. You could make a case that 23-year-old Bradley Manning deserves all this. Or you could ask, where is President Obama's kinder and less secretive America? Julian Assange gets the celebrity praise and is courted by what seems to be an increasingly sceptical media. Manning is an almost forgotten figure, despite being at the heart of the story and at the heart of whether the White House will get its hands on Assange. It's alleged that Manning, a troubled young man who was a private in US Army intelligence, downloaded the 250,000 government files. For this, he's been held in solitary in a military jail for 7 months and has been charged with passing national defense information to an unauthorized source. Manning appears to be a rather naive man with a weak grasp on how the world works. He's refused to say if Julian Assange simply received the leak files from him, or if he asked for them and facilitated the leak. For the American government, which is actively seeking to charge Assange under the 1917 Espionage Act, this is crucial. If all the Australian did was to receive and then publish the material, then he's in the same position as The Guardian, El Pais, New York Times, Sky News, all the media organisations who published files. On those grounds, how could you charge him? And if you did, which European country would extradite him? But if you prove that Assange actively sought the material, an espionage charge would be easier, as would the extradition. There are claims and counterclaims about the roles Manning and Assange played. In one email Manning allegedly sent to a hacker, he did write, "I've developed quite a relationship with Assange." So far, no confession from Manning. He's likely to be held in solitary until there is. The US government says solitary confinement is for his own protection. That may be correct. He would be a target if he mixed with other prisoners. But his supporters believe the government is trying to break him in order to force a plea bargain to get at Assange. They claim he's being kept naked and denied exercise. Mr. Assange will spend Christmas at a 10-bedroom mansion on the Norfolk-Suffolk borders in England. He can walk in the 600-acre grounds. Manning will be staring at the walls. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.